Hey y'all, welcome back to our podcast, Pick Up the Phone, Sis. My name is Nayana. And
My name's Teresa.
yes, guys, last episode we kind of talked about our experience and like how we met each other, the difference between the London market and the New York market. And we did not get into like who we are, what we do, why we do it, and all that other stuff. So I'm gonna give y'all a little backstory of like how I got into modeling, the things that I'm interested in, and yeah. So my name is Nayana. Obviously I just said that, but I usually go by Nay. And I'm from, oh, I was born in Ohio, but I grew up in, how was I was gonna say Atlanta, Georgia, but I did. I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia. I grew up in Gwinnett. And I went to high school here and all that jazz. I'm really into art. I love art. What else? I like painting. I like pottery. I love being in front of the camera. I love makeup. I do makeup on the side. Just very multifaceted person. I have a beauty brand. Oh, and I'm the oldest. I don't know if that says anything about people like being the oldest child. I'm the oldest child. I'm the oldest girl. I got two brothers and a sister, period. Oh, and I have step-siblings too. All the jazz, Brie, Trisha, all them, three, four, five, it's three, four. Yes, I have siblings, and I don't know this. But yeah, so how about you? Give us some stuff around.
So again, Teresa, and I am the child of immigrants. I am a first generation Ghanaian American, and I'm from Delaware, which is the first state, and it is tax free. That's why a lot of people have their LLCs in Delaware. That's a fun fact. And Joe Biden's state, so go him, I guess. I'm the youngest of three sisters. We are all like very far apart in age, 12 and 6 years. So even though I'm the youngest, sometimes people think I'm an only child. I don't know what that means, but I think I have black cat energy. So that could be it.
What's black cat energy?
When they say like golden retriever energy, like I don't have golden retriever energy.
What the fuck is going to? That's what white people say. That? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I
I
love
think
white people too, but I never heard that.
mysterious. Oh, okay.
I feel funny saying that about myself, but
I mean, hey.
I'm a little mysterious. I'm a little reserved, shall I say.
Okay.
Like people would consider, I would consider you golden retriever energy.
Go to like when I think of go to retriever, I'm thinking of
I'm gonna scream.
like a lot going on, like oh, excited,
You're excitable. Like,
jumping up on people.
okay, I wouldn't say like literally, but
Just playing.
sure.
Okay, I kind of get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get it.
And I think that's also why our dynamic works.
I feel that yin and yang.
Okay.
Yin and yang in this thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry, y'all.
grew up in Delaware, like I said, blah blah blah. And so how I got into modeling, well, actually some of my interests. I've always liked fashion and movies. Like I grew up always watching movies, and always going to the movies. So that's like a thing I do. Like every Tuesday, well, it used to be $5 Tuesday. I used to go to movies, but it's not $5 anymore.
Y'all,
I mean,
those
I
were the
still
best.
go, but it's so annoying. And then I introduced my hobby to Nay. So then
I
we
know y'all, every Tuesday, he would force me to watch scary movies. I don't watch scary movies, but man, I'm sorry, interrupted because
I love all kinds
every
of movies, but no, you don't like scary movies.
the Spider-Man universe, I'm still fucking pissed about that. I just had to stop
The
and say that. Yes, she took me to a movie that like really pissed me off, but it was good. But it just kind of sent me to space because I just wanted them to tell me what's gonna happen.
it was a cliffhanger for sure.
But anyway, sorry.
I just like art, movies, that kind of thing. I love going thrifting and not really thrifting so much, or antique shopping, I'll say, in my grown woman age. And I like, going out to dinner, being cute, dressing up, going out, going to concerts, like, girl things that every girl likes, to be honest. So yeah, that's pretty much about me. And how'd you get into modeling?
Me? Okay, so I was supposed to keep talking about hobbies because I did like that. I'm sorry, I gotta go back real quick, y'all. I got ADHD, so please don't judge me. But hobbies, heavy on being cute. Being cute is a hobby.
Okay.
Being cute is a lifestyle. Like sometimes just to be a vibe and just being cute, dilly dallying. I'll ask
Lollygagging,
hobby.
shall I say? That's our favorite activity.
Lollygag
Lollygagging.
and dilly dall.
Okay. Walking around the city on a good day, a nice
Let the weather hit.
breeze hitting.
I know so many, like, I think we got this compliment twice that we be looking like we on vacation.
Okay,
That's
yep.
my favorite. That's my favorite compliment. I look like I'm on
Where
vacation.
like, no, I live here. I just enjoy my life, y'all.
I'm enjoying my life on a Tuesday, baby. Thank you.
That's a blessing.
Thank you. The wind is blowing. The skin is seeing. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, but how did I get into modeling? So, I long story short is. After I dropped out of college, I went to Albany State. Shout out to ASU because I had a good time. I was there for a good time, not a long time. But I met a lot of people that I love, 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 love. So sweet. Met my bestie. We still talk to this day. Anyway, dropped out of college. And when I came home, I had two other friends that I had went to high school with, my best friends. One did music and the other one, she started doing hair. And I was like, y'all, like, I just dropped out. My major was mass comm. I didn't feel like I needed to be there. I wanted to be a talk show host or like be a news anchor. And I was like, I don't need to
That's
be
funny. I
here.
used to want to be a talk show host.
Yeah, because I went to be a news anchor. I was like, I got too much personality to be on somebody news. Like, I'm not gonna be presenting the weather. Like, today is gonna be raining. Like, don't wanna do that. So I was like, I want to be a talk show host and I don't need to be in college to do this. I could start YouTube. But then when I went home, I was just like not really like encouraged to do the YouTube, whatever. So I still wasn't going back though. So both of my friends, I was like, okay, I'll just help y'all. So one day we was out and they was like, girl, you are so photogenic. And I was like, oh, for real? So I started saying
For real.
oh, for real, y'all. So I started modeling. I started being like a little IG model girl. I was on the ground. I was in the DMs trying to get you. I want to shoot with y'all. The people sliding down. You want to shoot, bitch. I was hustling, trying to be in any little photo shoot and just get my practice in.
Okay.
I would be buying clothes from Savage X Fenty, doing my own mock shoots. We would build the sets. We would my friend would do the hair and makeup. One friend would shoot it. Like, it was going down. It was really a big thing. I said, Rihanna gonna see me. Rihanna gonna see me.
Okay. And she sure did.
And she's thank you, thank you, thank you. Full circle moment. So I would just do things like that. Like I worked with a lady, her name is Alima. I love Lisa Malima, and she is a modeling agent and scout and all these great things. And I would travel with her, and everywhere we went, she would just shoot me. If we was in Tennessee on a road trip, she would be like, let's get out the car, let's shoot. You brought some clothes for this, we'd go to Texas, let's get out the car, let's shoot, let's do this. I was working for like smaller brands and like all this other stuff, just like getting my practice in. I was like, you know, because at the time, okay, anyway, so I was signed. I went to a casting call in Atlanta and signed there, y'all. My first casting call that I ever went to, like, I look crazy. I went in there, I had some faux locs in my hair. They was brown, they was blonde, they was everything, and they was jumbo too. I had a jumbo faux locs, a snake print vest with the tank top and
Ooh,
some
at this
skinny jeans and some what's some boots called? Some sock boots. Some sock boots, girl. I thought I was styling and profiling. When I got there, everybody in line had on skinny jeans, some black heels, and a black tank top. Long story short, the person where I was at asked me, like, what do you look like without that hairdo? So I showed them a picture and then they offered me a contract on the spot.
yeah.
So then later on down the line, I met through one of my friends, Nisa. Shout out to my girl, Nisa. I love you, bitch. Excuse my language. I met my managers, Daryl, Victoria. Love them down, 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 down. And I Yeah, I went to New York and I met with like all the top agencies. I was able to choose like who I wanted to sign to. I ended up choosing a Muse. And the girls, when I first got signed, they was working. The girls was working. I was loving the life. I was working for like Lane Bryant. I did a big campaign for like Walmart, I think, and like was on hold for like some fire stuff. And I was like, this is what being a full-time real model. At that time, I was like, I'm a real model now. Like I have been doing some stuff, but when I got signed and I was working, I was doing campaigns and I was seeing myself in ads and people were sending it to me. I was like, I'm a real model. This is crazy. Like, this is so fire. Like, I work so hard for it. Like just to be here. And that's just kind of like the intro. And then we kind of told y'all about we went to London like that same year, like the year after, and then yeah, everything up until Savage Campaigns. Y'all, so full circle. And Abercrombie and Fitch and Walmart, whatever, Sephora, Adidas, all these people. It's like a nice milk. And like, it's like when you sat down and you really like journaled about some of this stuff. Like, I look back at some of my old journals and I'm like, I wrote this down. Like, I did not think, like, you know what I mean? Like, I knew I would, but it's like now you living in your prayers. You know what I'm saying? So
Period.
that's super dope. So, how about you? Because I'm just rambling.
Okay, so how did I? So I've always loved fashion. I can't say I had like too much experience with fashion. Like I said, I'm from Delaware. Not saying there are no fashionable people in Delaware, but like I rode to school on a bus that would pass cornfields in Middletown, Delaware. And in the summertime, like, or not summer, because it's, well, in the warm weather, on the way to school, you would smell shit because all the cows had shitted and it's hot, so you can smell it. So, like, I feel like, my high school experience is very country bumpkin-esque, shall I say.
Oh my God, you think I'm country?
Yeah, so I would go, like, I went to school in Middletown, Delaware, and it's like a lot of farms, and like people are were taking tractor trucks to school. So dramatic. And pickup trucks, let me say. Let me not be too dramatic.
Okay, I was like, tractors.
And so I would always be wearing like blazers to school. I would wear like, I remember I had this pink blazer. The shoulder pads, like, don't I don't know who to, I mean, I was who I thought I was, so period. And I love a polished look and looking pristine. I will be wearing collar shirts. I've been to a school, uniform school once in my whole life, but I was like, you know what, let me put on my collar shirt, whatever, that's just how I wanted to look. And so I always knew I wanted to work in fashion, and the goal was to move to New York eventually. Then I went to college in Delaware as well and studied fashion merchandising. So I got a good like sense of the business side of fashion from an academic standpoint. Then I was like, okay, well, because the curriculum had set us up to do like planning and buying whatever. I was like, I don't necessarily want to do that. I want to be a stylist. So I was like, okay, I need to move to New York to do that because the only fashionable place near Delaware is Philly. And Philly does have a lot of great things to offer, but at the time, the only thing I could think of, like fashion wise, was Milano de Rouge. You know
RJ from
that?
Philly.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm crying. I
So
love
I was like, that's not my steez. So I just need to go to New York. So I went to New York. Well, actually, let me circle back to college. So I made a magazine while I was in college called The New. And I think that was a really good experience and sort of laid the foundation of me like doing things my own kind of way. And just figuring stuff out because, if you're making up a new thing, it costs a lot of money actually to have, 'cause it was a magazine. It costs a lot of money to print a magazine, to do a shoot, to do anything. So that's really where I got my first set experience was in college. So I would like set up shoots for our magazine. I would we had this location scout. We got to get someone to do hair and makeup. Most of the time I would style people because that's what I wanted to do. And I was like, I need that on my resume anyway, to set up and everything. And it helped me sort of start having a creative identity and a vision. And I started like that started with my manifestation, I feel like, for myself and having like an eye for design, and aesthetics. So that was my beginning to foray into fashion. Then I moved to New York and was like, okay, like I was styling, whatever, assisting people, interning, had a part-time job, working.
Hard for the money.
Girl, literally hard for the money. And you know, I was like, okay, like this is not necessarily for me. Was on a shoot. I had assisted Patti Wilson, iconic black stylist that she is. And she was doing, we were doing a MAC campaign for like the eye product, I guess. And so, you know, all these colorful clothes, whatever. I'm there and I'm seeing a plus size model. And I was like, oh, this is like my first time seeing a plus size model in real life. And like, okay, like, you know, okay, cool. So, and then, you know, that was the hard job or whatever. So I was like, well, let me try modeling. Like, it don't seem like it's that hard. I know I'm pretty, so might as well get paid for it. So then I like, you know, submitted myself X, Y, and Z. At the time, I didn't know anything about like having a manager or a mother agency or nothing. So I just was like, let me just submit myself. Submitted myself, got to my first agency. It was chill or whatever. Like, first off, they had too many girls on the board for that, and one agent, and then she had two assistants who she didn't treat well. So then I was like, okay, whatever. They had me working. That agency is where I had my first modeling job, and my first modeling job was at Rainbow Unrecognized,
It's
which
the way you just said
I'm
it.
not poo-pooing at that, but when I know how much you're supposed to get paid to how much I was getting paid, I'm looking at everybody sideways, no shade. And that was a learning experience and a learning curve for sure. That's what made me know, okay, I know I want to. I'm destined for greater than this, no shade. Like, no shade to the company. I was like, okay, there has to be more to this than this, because y'all, mind you, y'all got a big office in Midtown Manhattan. Like, everybody's not working for pennies like me for y'all to be able to afford this. So I was like, okay, whatever. So then, and then I got like a really good job. What's that? The one studio off the water. Why am I?
Oh
Is
my God. I'm C Pierre
Yep,
or no?
here 50 or 59, 54, 59.
Pierre somebody.
Girl.
Pierre, talk about one of
Okay.
them. When you
For y'all who don't.
see that on your car sheet,
Okay.
you
You
know them coins is gonna rain down.
know. So I said, oh, this is okay. So I had booked a 2-day job there. Girl, the rent was paid for months. Okay. I was like, oh, this is how everybody's getting it. And I said, okay, period. This isn't even my full-time job.
Thank you.
So,
It
it was just a crazy experience, all in all, the first like couple years modeling. And like you said, what Glover let's say. Because from Rainbow to Pier 59, from cut, because no shade, y'all. I will be at that time, I still had a car because it was like my first year, like since I moved to New York. So I was driving and I had to drive there because y'all know there's no good public transportation in Canarsie. They don't want nobody. We are not even going to get into the government and racial whatever as to why they don't want people traveling nicely and easily, but y'all know the tea if you know the tea, and I hope you do. So there was no good transportation, so I would have to drive there. Mind you, I would get there like 7:30. Thankfully they had a parking lot, but they had a parking lot in a, mind you, a gated quote unquote parking lot, but it's just like a fence. I was like, okay, whatever. But mind you, it was like it would be prostitutes, rain or shine, 7:30 in the morning. And that just threw me off because, I'm telling y'all, I went to school past cornfields. Like, I'm not seeing prostitutes on the way to the cornfields. So just to give y'all some context, so that was throwing me off. I was like, it's 7:30 in the morning. Like, the hell?
They work hard for money.
Girl, okay. So yeah, like I said, could be up tomorrow with a quickness, swiftly.
Okay.
And that was the most, that's the experience that really told that for me. So,
So, like, with that experience, what do you like? What is having a good team to you? Because you kind of talked about moving from your one agency who was booking you jobs and not really like seeing your value to going somewhere else that like got you to higher places. So, what's a good team to you, or like, what's the difference?
For me, I would say, well, the main thing, number one, too, is you have to have a vision for yourself, and you have to see, you have to know what you want and be and actually believe it and be like, you know what? Oh, I can see this. It's like when people say, oh, if you want to like lift your income or whatever, you should be around people who make good money and make good financial decisions. Like, if you want to have a house or live in a certain neighborhood, you should walk around the neighborhood and see the vibe. And that's the same thing, like with modeling and having a vision for yourself. Like, you should look up to see what people are doing who are doing high-end jobs. Like, for example, also funnily enough, so my first time also meeting a plus-size model who I really admired, I had responded to, this is when I was styling. So Gabriella K. Johnson had put on her Instagram story, she needed people to dress for a show she was doing during Fashion Week. So I responded to her and I was like, oh yeah, da 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 da. So I go to it was like the designer's name was Adam something Nolan. And so Precious Lee was one of the models there. And so I was like, oh my God, like she's here, like she looks so amazing, whatever. And so then obviously I was like, okay, let me look into her and see what kind of things she be doing. So I would like look at her book and look at her Instagram and just be like, oh, like these are the kind of jobs she's working. Like, these are the kind of stylist she's working with. This is the makeup person she's working with. This is the, caliber of things that she's doing. If it's possible for her, it's possible for me. So it's like the first thing I would say is just seeing is believing and knowing. Like, if something happened, even if something didn't happen for somebody else, it could still happen for you. Knowing that, like, oh, like this exists in the world, that means that there's a possibility that it can be mine and I can also experience it. So that's my number one thing, is having a vision for yourself and knowing what you're capable of and working towards that. Then you need to find a team who also sees that for you and believes in you. Like, and really, really believes in you. Really, really feels like they get the vision for you. And they also have a vision themselves, because these are also people you got to think like have been doing this job for most of the time, at least 5 years. Most of the time it's 10, 15, 20 years. These people have been being agents and bookers, and they've like, guided other models into the career, like the iconic careers that they have. So it's, and also doing your research, like knowing, okay, who used to be signed here? Was this person signed here during this person's time? Like, do you think that, is this person having an impact on someone's career? Because nobody can make, no agent can make a model. Like, that's false news and fake news. Because sometimes
Yeah,
it's
I'm sorry.
up to chance, you know what I mean? Someone can be a guiding light to,
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, your agents are vessels to your success.
okay.
Ain't nobody making nobody but God and your parents. Sorry.
Okay. So, because.
You're a vessel
Okay.
what God created. Thank
Okay.
you, amen. In Jesus' name. I'm sorry, y'all. No shade. Like, I pray Jesus over here, so hope they don't, like, I don't know.
Anybody? Sorry. We like Jesus.
Yeah.
So,
We gonna talk
with that, you
to
don't need to
Jesus.
be over here to begin with. So, goodbye.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I
But
had to pray.
how do you feel about having a, because in your experience, you have managed, which at first I didn't know about, so I don't even know like what the whole thing, what it's like to have a manager or mother agency or anything.
Yeah, so I will definitely say, like, having managers like makes things so much more like easy, because, or like, if you have good managers, it should, because it allows you to be more of the model and not have to always like advocate for yourself, because you have a team of people who believe in you wholeheartedly enough to be like, okay, I'm gonna manage you on top of like who else I'm managing. So they not only are you having a vision, but they have a vision as well. But because they're your managers and you're their client, like, you let them know like your vision as well, to see if it aligns with what they have for you, and then they push you based off of that and like their expertise. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like I'm
Yeah, they're
okay.
using like what they know to.
Yeah. So I definitely think that really helps, and like they also have like contacts and connections, and like to really know like who you would be best placed with, or what clients you would be good to work with. And yeah, so that's what I think about like having a good team. And yeah, I love my agent. Shout out to Daryl and Victoria. Y'all the best. You the best. Yeah. Let me stop. But okay, so who are some of your favorite clients? Like, who was your dream client? Who is your dream client? Have you worked for your dream client? And then what are your favorite
You know, I have so many dream clients, but one of my dream clients that I've been able to work for is the Fenty brand across lingerie and beauty. Like that was such a great
Y'all
experience.
can't see my clacking, so I have to.
Okay. Like that was such a great experience. Like the team is so nice and they have iconic people on the team. Like I can't remember everybody's name, but I'll give you some context. Like the person who did my makeup, he be doing Mariah Carey's makeup, eating down,
Queen.
eating down. Like these are top professionals. That's what I will say about the team, is they're not gonna do you dirty. Like the same person who's doing Rihanna's makeup is gonna be who's doing the model's makeup for the campaign every time. And even like when you're doing lingerie, like even if you're doing e-com or a campaign, girl, they have top talent doing everything like all the time. And they do use their own products. That's the thing a lot of people don't do. They don't need to do that. They will be using all their own product. They don't have a tailor on
Every
site,
time,
okay, to sew
every time.
something up, if whatever. Like, so that was a really dream client that I had that just really, oh, Mugler, that was a dream client.
Block it.
Night, I nobody can take that away from
The
me.
girl with the blue dress. Eight.
Okay, eight
Let
down.
me tell y'all. Real quick, sorry to interrupt, but when I seen that video, I said, yo, no shade, Naomi Campbell, but bitch, my sis just rocked it
Okay,
down up.
and mind y'all, that was my first time on a runway. Eight down.
Eight.
I can't even hold myself.
It
Eight.
was given it was given that you ate that. It was given Naomi. Eat it up.
But I definitely would love to do more high-end, high fashion. Like Versace is a dream client of mine. I would love to be on a Versace runway or a Versace campaign, or both. Yeah. I would also love to be in a national campaign. I need to be in a commercial on TV,
Thank
like
you.
across the Eastern Seaboard would be smooth. I want to be in a Nike campaign too, I can't lie. What about you?
I know that's right. So, same with me. My favorite freaking client was Miss Rihanna, her mother freaking self. I love this bitch, but have my money like down, Miss Ponder replay all the things. Working for Savage, y'all. Like I said, I used to buy the clothes, do a shoot. Rihanna was gonna see me, to working with the team for Savage X, and to like doing a campaign for them. Like, it was just like, wow, like, wow, I'm really living in my prayers. I love Rihanna. I'm a work. Riri, if you hear this, the girls love you, okay?
Okay.
She eats Zale. Everything she do is a vibe. So yeah, I love Rihanna. One of my dream clients as well is to do like, I want a Fenty Beauty contract. Like, if I get a Fenty Beauty contract, Rihanna, just please, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love Rihanna. Another dream client, I would say Schiaparelli, like
And the thing is,
breathtaking,
they need
voluptuous queens.
some booties and titties for
Okay, out in these streets, I love
real.
Schiaparelli.
Imagine us in a Schiaparelli custom corset running walking down anywhere.
Oh, wait. Like, if I could get married in Schiaparelli, I want to get married in Schiaparelli. Vivienne Westwood bridal. I like am obsessed. I want to do a sacred hair campaign pattern. What else? Like, there's so many clients that like I just dream to work of, but like if I could,
I want to be on Vogue Italia.
thank you, Vogue everywhere. You know the vibes. I want to. This is like one of my dreams. Like, if Mirka Pelé could dress me and I just go to the Met,
Period.
I would love that. Or Schiaparelli too. But I love me some Mirka Pelé. I love it down. I love it down. So cute, so girly. But yeah, guys, we kind of got into some things this episode. Let us know what y'all think. Like, comment, subscribe, share it with a friend, share it with your grandma, share it with your mama, share it with everybody. and just thank
And
y'all
thank
so much
you
for
for
coming.
tuning in to our second episode. Like, we love this. Our first, we just checked the stats on our first episode, and we have listeners on the East and West Coast as
Shout
well.
out to
And
Serbia, you
for
know the
that,
vibes.
okay.
Yes.
We're giving the girls international on the first one, so we gotta love the support we're getting on our first episode. We really.
Yes. Shout out to everybody who shared. Shout out to everybody who just like and really just listen. Even if you listen to a little bit, we appreciate it.
Shout
Everything
out to
that
the
you
people who we don't even know like that, who's listening right now.
Who's listening? Shout out to you, baby. Chase your dream.
Okay.
Chase your dreams. We'll see y'all on next episode. Thank y'all for tuning in. Mwah.
Bye bye.